The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. And today's date is April 4th, 2022. And it is second hour, so that means I bring in my good friend Ron McDonald into the Skype chat. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, I am.
Well, we've got a few more calls, Ron. And okay. Kind of wrap up here before we get into some other news here. So let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Bruce in Texas. You're on.
Hello, gentlemen. I just realized that you mentioned that your father was a brigadier general.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that correct, Steve?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I just realized that as I'm looking at this tweet here from Formosa Club Russia office. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'll take this. This is an unconfirmed rumor at this point. But as you recall, there were two Ukrainian helicopters were shot down trying to reach Mariupol over the weekend.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Or at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Well, according to this tweet, unconfirmed sources from Russia military, the Russian army captured the U.S. Major General Roger L. Clouthier Jr. at U.S. AFRICOM headquarters chief of staff in the besieged Ukrainian Azov camp in Mariupol. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're trying to get out a high-value officer there. Who knows?
Well, actually, that's worth some bargaining chips right there. If you can find an officer, somebody high-ranking. They used to do that all the time. Yeah. But, I said the last, it's actually more than that now. I said weeks ago, it would be very difficult for us to figure out what the truth is from the propaganda. First casualty of war is the truth. It's very hard to determine what's really true. I got some information sent today to me saying a satellite footage showing supposedly a mass grave in Ukraine. Well, let me bring up an example I talked about on Sunday. My show is the perception of something that's not really there. In that, I'm talking about refrigerator trucks parked behind the hospital, supposedly bodies stacked in there so thick because they don't have any more morgue space, but they forgot to do something. They forgot to turn on the air conditioning to these storage units outside the hospital here.
Uh-huh.
So I knew right away there's no truth to this. And on top of that, there was no guard to watch and monitor the storage container itself, the refrigerated storage container. There was nobody there for security to monitor it to make sure nothing happened. Nobody ever saw any footage of a gurney going out there to bring bodies in and stack bodies in there. So I knew this was a lie. It's the perception that there are dead bodies there. And this thing's so out of control here. Everybody's dying from COVID. So we'll just park the trailers and we'll spin the story through the mainstream media that the morgues are all full. The hospital morgue is all full. And so now we have to take all the dead bodies and put them in a storage facility, except we never turn on the air conditioning. Pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. Like Putin said, an empire of lies. And it permeates our entire society now.
Yep, exactly. So when I see the satellite photo, it could be a satellite photo of anything. Anything. They can tell you it's something more than that, but it's not. My guess is it's a lie. It's flat out. It's propaganda. It's a lie. There is no mass graves.
Yellow cake uranium?
What's that?
Yellow cake uranium in Iraq. Remember that one?
Yes, I do. I do. I do.
Yeah. Remember the babies being taken out of Kuwaiti hospital incubators and placed on the thrown on the floor?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember also Bashar al-Assad gassing his own people who love him. Yeah, I remember the lies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Back to the phone, and let's talk to Ann in Georgia. Welcome, Ann.
Steve, is going to lead to... Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello?
I hear you.
Okay. This is going to lead to Disney, but I'll start with the statement where they say, never let a good crisis go to waste, and I would change that to never let a good invention go to waste. Really, never let anything good, innocent, even holy and righteous go to waste. The crises don't happen organically, accidentally. They're created, and the so-called exploitation of the crisis, i.e. don't let it go to waste, was intended all along. Now we'll jump back to the thing about inventions. Things like television and movies, when they first came along, it was jumped on as everything else is by these people, and we know we're talking about the people who are trying to destroy the good, innocent, holy, and righteous. But they're too smart to just jump in and make everything evil and horrible at first, because they have to get you addicted and hooked.
Sure.
So they start off with TV, where a married man and woman can't be seen in the same bed, so they have to go to bed in twin beds.
Separated. That's right, the Dick Van Dyke Show. I remember the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes. So then we move forward as Disney and television and other forms of media progressed, so to speak. They eventually started slipping into things very slowly, so that it wasn't alarming. If they went from Dick Van Dyke to some of the things that are on television today, like I haven't seen it, but I've heard there's some show where the object is to tempt the contestant into cheating on their significant other, they couldn't jump from twin beds for a married couple to Temptation Island or whatever it is. So they slowly, over decades, slip things in to the point where you don't even realize how horrible it is until you just all of a sudden. So
it's the pot. It's the frog in the pot.
Yes.
You know, you turn up the heat a little bit. You know, here's an interesting question for you to test your knowledge, because I'm trying to think what's the time span between the time that I used to watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, which I enjoyed as a kid, to where the Brady Bunch, it must be a time span of 8 or 10 years there, but there's no sleeping in the same bed with the Dick Van Dyke Show, but there's sleeping in the same bed with the Brady Bunch. I remember that. What's the time span we're looking at there? Ron, do you know?
Geez, I don't. I imagine about 10 years.
About 10 years?
Yeah.
So they jumped from single beds to the same bed in 10 years, and now here we are where we are today.
Right. And earlier when you had started getting calls, you made the comment, I either said something right or I said something wrong. A lot of people are calling in. And my reaction to that is simply awareness. You know, we all get exposed to different things, and we all take the time to research different things, whatever just strikes us at the time. But I would say around 09 or 10, 2010, I saw maybe 3 or 4 videos online about Disney and its insidious evil that it has crept in over the years. And then you start thinking about television and movies in general and all that. And I remember back around, let's see, this is 22, maybe around 16 or 17, I was visiting a friend whose niece spent the night, and Saturday morning the niece gets up and wants to watch cartoons. My friend was still in bed, so I turned the TV on and helped her find the Nickelodeon or whatever channel she wanted to watch. And I'm sitting there in the living room with her, kind of halfway, you know, watching the show with her, but not really, you know. I don't have no interest in cartoons and haven't in decades. But I did not miss the fact that they were joyfully, innocently introducing the Illuminati. They literally said, and that's what really made me start paying attention. I heard the word Illuminati, and I was looked up like, are they on a commercial or a newscast or what? And it was the cartoon. And I don't know that it was a Disney cartoon. It was just a cartoon. It doesn't really matter. But when my friend woke up, I said, I don't know if you are aware of this. I was not until 10 or 15 minutes ago, but they're talking about the Illuminati on the cartoon that your niece is, your actually it was granddaughter, is watching. And, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are about that, but I at least wanted to inform you. And of course she had no clue. She didn't even know much about the Illuminati, but, you know, I told her a little bit. But it's the insidious, creeping evil. And now we're getting so close to the end that they can throw all this, like, tranny story time and, you know, those things.
It's a very bizarre time, we're living in. I would have never, ever thought this would happen to us. Very bizarre times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, I guess that's all.
Well, Anne, thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Thank you for taking it. Bye.
You know, Steve, you were thinking the Dick Van Dyke Show. I was thinking I Love Lucy.
So they had single beds there, too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Dick Van Dyke did. And then I remember the Brady Bunch, Mike and Carol, in the same bed because the kids would walk in the bedroom there. So that was the same bed. But I'm not sure what the time span was between both those. Must have been about 8 to 10 years, I would assume.
Easily, yes.
And today, well, now there's really no imagination. It's kind of pornographic.
I know.
You know, it's really gone off the deep end here. And
see, part of growing up in my age group was there was a mystery to life.
Yeah.
And your parents tried to protect you before you learned those mysteries.
Yeah.
But it's right out there today.
Yeah. Yeah, these are very bizarre times. I'm glad I don't have young children, Ron. I really don't. This would be a very hard time for me as a parent if I had young children growing up. I would be livid. I would be at those PTA meetings. I would be at those board meetings. I tell you what, I would be in their face. Definitely, I would be labeled the domestic terrorist, Ron. I would be labeled the unruly parent. You know, I'm just, you know, voicing my opinion here, but that's not allowed today. So, but I would definitely be that person, would be called the domestic terrorist, no doubt about it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to a former host on the network here, Mr. Keith Rogers. Welcome, Keith.
Hello, Gator.
Hey, what's going on?
Two comments first there. Anne, if she wanted to go to archive.org and listen to William Cooper's monologue over the Lion King, she'll understand what's going on with Walt Disney. And also, while over there, look up the Goy's Guide to World History. You'll see exactly what they're doing. But anyway, I just had a question there for you, there, Mr. Gator.
Sure. Yeah.
If you had, say, $18 billion, wouldn't you secure your nation's food supply by building, say, big, huge greenhouses and stuff like that, making sure your farmers are planting crops and stuff instead of paying them not to plant?
Yep. Well, if you cared about your people, yeah, that's exactly what you would do. But they don't care about us. They don't care about us, Keith. They don't care about us.
Oh, I know. That's just it. Did you catch Edward's email there from Starkster's new video?
How long ago did you send it? I can't tell you offhand.
No. I didn't. Edward sent it this morning.
I'll check it. I'm not sure. I saw a lot of stuff today. Lots of stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, it's Starkster's last video is about how they're collapsing the dollar. And this is what's really going on. Everything else is a big diversion, like that. You know, you get the war going and stuff like that, and they're trying to ramp it. I mean, seriously, to hear Biden talk about having Putin charged with war crimes after what the United States has done in the Middle East for the last 20 years is so joke.
Yeah, the pot calling the kettle black when it comes down to war crimes. This nation has a terrible, terrible human rights record, let alone point a finger at somebody else. Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black here.
Well, you know, when you research CIA and stuff and you start learning where these mass graves are, I mean, even in Panama, they're still finding the mass graves, but they need to look inside the base down there. But, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people killed, and it's not just there. It's Guatemala. It's all down through Chile. All these far extreme right-wing governments, the United States and the CIA has installed, overthrowing 81 Democratic elected governments and stuff. I mean, the assassinations, and then they've got the unmitigated gulf, talk about war crimes. Anyone has to do is just Google a picture of Raqqa, Syria, or Mosul, Iraq, and look at those towns compared to what Russia is doing.
Yeah.
So, and one other thing I was going to say, I was watching a video today that showed that one of this like a envoy of political parties going to that town over there in Russia there. And as they're panning around, they're showing all the dead along the side of the road and stuff that allegedly Russia did. If you look at the guy's side view mirror, you can see the guy's getting back up off the ground.
Yeah, we saw some of those clips before, the dead body moving. Yeah, it was a propaganda piece there.
Same thing with COVID. The guy in the body bag has a cigarette, you know?
Yeah, I saw that one. Thanks, Keith, for that. Thanks, Keith, for the update on that one. Yeah, Ron, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just, it's just trust your government is the way we were taught in school, but it doesn't apply anymore today.
It does not apply. It does not apply. It does not apply. You know, I remember when Ted Turner was talking about, Ron, talking about making his CNN at that time, make it 24/7, you know, around the clock news. I said to myself, and I was political, but I wasn't where I am today. And I thought to myself, a great service to give us news 24/7 if it's accurate news, but if it's not accurate news, then it's nothing more than a disinformation service to brainwash you, indoctrinate you to whatever agenda they have in plan for you. And that's exactly what happened. It turned out to be more of a disinformation service of the 24/7 CNN. And MSNBC came behind them. They did the same thing. And, you know, this whole cable news of revolving, continuing on with the news, again, we don't have the journalism that we had back in the day. A very, very poor news delivery system today. And any of these 24/7s, it turned out exactly how I thought it would turn out, and to be more of a disinformation. Don't waste my time with them. I don't waste my time with those. And the other ones that I do watch with a pound of sand, maybe you might say, take what they give me for truth, and then I have to do more research. It takes a lot of work to figure out the truth these days, Ron. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. Well, you get a lot of news from Lou Rockwell.
I love Lou Rockwell. There's some very good columnists there, very respectable. Paul Craig Roberts, Bill Sardi, who just passed away about, I think, a week or two ago. There's lots of great information there, great perspective. A lot of the stuff I send over to Michael to post on RBN comes from Lou Rockwell. Short commercial break. We'll come right back. Ron McDonald's with me. Stay tuned.
America. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Great lyrics in that song, Triumph, back in the day. That's great lyrics there. Ron, here's a story you may be interested in, because I'm sure it's going to be hitting you guys before it hit me. But the mad scientist Anthony Fauci's back out there. He's saying be prepared to pivot backwards and restart the masks and lockdowns, he's saying now. Why is this? Well, because there's an uptake in cases now of COVID. So who are we relying on for that data? It appears that we're going back to the CDCP, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the same ones who overcounted the COVID deaths by a minimum of 75,000. This clown doesn't get it, Ron. This clown does not get it. Masks don't work, okay? The virus is too small. COVID shot doesn't protect you. And I don't even think it minimizes the side effects, the symptoms. Social distancing doesn't work. Lockdowns don't work. A good portion of this population already has antibodies to the pathogen itself. So anything else going backwards and restarting the process again of COVID mandates has agenda all over it. It's not about health. It's about an agenda of control. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. It appears they're trying to destroy this country and make it a third world country.
Yeah.
That there are buildings that are closed down in my area because of the COVID. And it was silly. It was silly to destroy the economy in order to prevent deaths from COVID. Well, I don't think it worked.
No, it didn't. Absolute failure. Everything he's talked about has been a failure, but for some reason, he's still the person to go to. Rand Paul was talking about introducing a bill to actually force him out of his job because his predictions are off, huge. And I've worked around enough scientists to know that scientists, Ron, they come up with a theory and they present their data, but they don't flip-flop back and forth and change their mind. Science does change. I agree it does change, but not as fast as this guy changes the science. And he is not Mr. Science. He's Mr. Science Fiction, but he is not Mr. Science. People like Peter McCullough, people like Robert Malone, others.
Yeah.
Those are the science people that I follow, and those are the people that we're not allowed to follow. Those are the people that are actually restricted from going on regular, mainstream media TV here. So just the action alone of making sure that these people can't get to the airwaves to educate us on real true science, it again points to an agenda being carried out. And it's not about science. It's about control. And, this great reset, the digital currency that is coming our way, your social credit score, your digital credit score for finances, these are very bizarro times, Ron. These are very bizarro times.
Yeah, it's, we live in what's supposed to be a representative form of government, and yet we have one man dictating how this country is to be run under a crisis or a pretend crisis.
Yeah. Now, well, typically, Ron, we see on a on a national scale, an emergency that affects the entire country, you see a panel being put together of experts to come together to analyze the problem and then do some solutions, find some solutions, And we never saw any of that. We saw one-sided the entire time. One side, sure. One viewpoint, no opposing, which is impossible. There's always somebody who opposes something. And we couldn't have a panel of experts coming together and talking about the issues. If this is something that's affecting the entire nation, you would assume that you'd bring an entire table of people together, experts in their field, and you would find out causation, what we can do, how can we minimize the number of cases, what can we do, and you didn't see any of that. You never saw that. All you saw was we're working on a solution, which was a vaccine, which turned out to be not a vaccine because it never prevented. The idea of having no opposing voices should have been a red flag to everybody. Should have been the red flag.
This is what I don't understand about a certain group in our society that doesn't understand that there is a prejudice when you only have one side speaking.
Exactly.
I know this commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. We'll come right back to that. 512-248-8252 at 512-248-8252. I want to hear from you guys out there today. Give me a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
I can barely hear you, Steve.
You want to finish up that thought before we went to commercial break?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
We do have another caller coming back in, James from Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Sent you a YouTube link, 48 minutes of Texas John Slaughter. I found it. And you see what Disney was like 60-some years ago, 61 years ago. So.
Quite a transformation then, right? We're talking about a major transformation then.
Well, he's based on a true character, an Arizona Ranger, who was Texas John Slaughter. That was his. It was based on a real person. So,
okay, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
All right, we'll check it out. Something to watch. 48 minutes. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lark in Texas. Welcome, Lark.
Howdy, gents. Remember me,
hey,
Ron?
What's going on, Lark?
Yes, I do, Lark. Very well, I remember you.
he's our communitarian guy.
Yes.
Right, Lark?
Yeah,
the guy that's always blathering about nothing.
All right, what's going on, Lark? What's going on?
Well, number one, regarding the hospital system in this country, you know, I've told the story about attending an Earth Day conference, not a conference, but a festivities over there at the Cotton Bowl with Big Techs right here in Big D. And all the booths were manned by these college professors and grad students and stuff like that. And they were going to tell us all how to save the Earth from global warming and climate change and all that kind of stuff. And remember Phil Pozderek?
That name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Football player.
That's right. Well, he and I were there. And, you know, you can't miss Phil. He's 6'9". Well, we must have asked more than a dozen of these eggheads at these booths if they knew that on that very day, the first Earth Day in 1970 was the 100-year anniversary of Vladimir Lenin's birth. It was a celebration of his birth, Earth Day, coming up. So same thing happened to me when I wound up in the hospital a few years back. I asked all the doctors and nurses, every single one that I could. I said, are you familiar with the Flexner Report and Rockefeller Medicine? Not a single one knew what I was talking about.
Right.
And then finally, I learned since that, you know, law students, when they go to law school, just like these people that go to medical school, I mean, they don't learn anything. The universities, just like the public schools, are all bought and paid for. They don't learn anything about real American history. They don't know anything about real law, and they damn sure don't learn anything about real medicine. But the law schools are all about the rules of court, the rules of evidence, the rules of criminal and civil procedure, and then case law. Because with case law, well, you know, we have precedent, and it's you know, it's a benchmark case, and all of our decisions flow from that particular case. So the question I guess I have for you gentlemen is, why are we supporting these law schools and these medical schools to basically turn out a bunch of pariahs upon the American people if they don't learn anything about medicine and law? There's my question for the day.
Good question. Ronnie, want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, well, you know, what's happened since 1933, all law schools now do not look at actual law. They look at commerce. And everything has to be viewed from that perspective. So this is why we don't have that common law any longer. For example, if you're speeding down the highway, you get a ticket, even though there's been no injury to anyone, not even to the public at large. This is the new age of the United States. It's the lack of our rights, you know, those inalienable rights. Basically, they've been destroyed. That's where we are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Regulatory law also. There's no – in order to be a crime, I think you taught me this, Ron, in order to be a crime, you have to show a party is injured, that you've caused harm to somebody. So if you're speeding down the road and there's – it's a clear highway, and you're going 10 over. You've caused no harm to anybody. You've hurt no one, so there's no victim, so there is no crime.
Right. It's all done with procedure. Mm-hmm. The facts aren't – they're not actually they basically do not do anything in a courtroom. The facts don't. It's the procedures. If the agency broke the procedures, then you can win your case, but you will never win your case on facts. So everything's topsy-turvy.
Yeah. But everything's, you know, again, with the phrase, it's always about the money. So law is about commerce, essentially.
Right.
Commerce.
That's all it is, commerce. Commerce is credit debit systems.
I got another follow-up for you, Ron, in case you know the answer to this. You know, there was a Jewish law professor from what was then called Harvard College who got conscripted in the Union Army to a desk job. And his name was Francis Lieber, anglicized version of Franz Lieber. And anyway, the Lincoln administration tasked him with creation of what became known as General Orders Number 100, which we know today as the Libor Code.
The Libor Code, yeah.
You know, basically what that said is that under international law, whatever it took to permit the free flow of commerce and to keep the peace was permitted. Because really it tied to the international law of conquest, the right of conquest. And so the fact is, I've never seen any or read any evidence that that particular military order was ever rescinded. And so America, both North and South, East and West, has been under martial rule under the law of necessity since 1863.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Yeah, your commercial law is the law of the sea. And in the law of the sea, there are no limitations on the admiral or the president to regulate the system. Under a common law jurisdiction, of course, the laws are in accordance with principles that have been established from time immemorial.
That's right. And by the way, I'm going to leave you all with this last bit. There's a name of a man that really ought to be remembered by the people that listen to RBN and even the people that have listened a long time. And his name was Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore was an attorney that bailed out RBN and John Stadmiller to the tune of $25,000 back in the days when John took up the lease on a radio station, an AM radio tower, in my neck of the woods in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he died about, I want to say about 2013 or 14. And he and I used to have long conversations about the law. This was a practicing attorney. He had a bar card, but he never used it. He told me that the best deals he ever made over the years were done with a handshake, because he lived in Young County, which is north of Dallas-Fort Worth. This is a rural county, sparsely populated by mostly people that were from families that were part of this landscape in Texas before it became a state, or they come from oil and gas money or cattle and ranching. And, you know, he never got paid back. But that guy and I used to talk about the superimposition of communitarian law and the evidence for it. I mean, for hours on end, days and weeks at a time. And we spoke for about a year and a half before I learned 2 weeks late that he had died with his boots on in the middle of winter.
Wow.
And it's a damn shame, because this guy knew, I mean, this guy had clerked with a federal judge. He went to two different law schools. He had a partner one time. They were still good friends, you know. And he knew everybody that was anybody in the state of Texas. Politicians, the same. And he and I were actually looking for ways that we could try to overcome it using their law, which, of course, was his law.
Right.
But I want you to know that this guy was coming around to what I've been saying for years, that nobody will listen and talk about. But the law of the European Union took 60, 70 years to create. It's known in the English as communitarian law or EU law, and it's now called community law. But this is the same law that has been rolled out and superimposed on all nationalist laws across the world. We saw it with these free trade agreements. And I just want to let you all know that I love Ron. I've always tried to miss, I hated it when you were off the air for a couple years, Ron, because you're not the only guy that really actually talked about the law. And I still miss it when you're on with Steve once a week now and you guys don't talk about the law. So that's what I got from you today, okay? Remember the name Stephen Moore, okay? Because he saved RBN's ass, and he's dead today, but he was a real American looking to get to the bottom of what was happening, because he actually listened to some nut like me. Y'all be good.
Hey. Thank you, Lark.
Interesting. Let's go back to the phones. We've got a couple in the lineup here. Let's go back to Florida. Ron in Florida. You're on with Ron McDonald.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk to you about your show last night. I couldn't get in last night. It's too late, but
This is my Ron friend here in my neck of the woods. Yeah. We won't mention where we live, Ron, but Ron's been on my show before. He's a veteran, a good friend of mine. Yeah, what's going on, Ron?
Yeah, okay. You know how the globalists, the Illuminati, so to speak, they give you a message, a warning ahead of time. Yep. That way they feel like their consciousness is clear.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an honor code for them to give you clues. Yeah. And if you're smart enough to pick up on the clues, well, then you might make it. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Somebody mentioned that to me before. Ron, have you ever heard that before? The globalists doing that, giving you little clues and you have to figure it out?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, before they carry out an agenda, they kind of drop clues. Yeah, go ahead and give us some more on that, what you know about that.
Okay, well, the way I hear it, it actually started, it was a Masonic code way back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to let your listeners know, there's a great sign in an old movie. The movie was called Soylent Green with Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And everybody's probably seen it two or three times already, it's worth going back and watching it one more time.
Yeah.
I plugged it in the other night just for fun. The very first line in that movie, Steve, it opens with the scene of a bunch of cars rusting out and nobody's driving and all. But the very first line at that point says, New York City, 2022.
Interesting.
And anybody that remembers that whole movie is basically about food shortage.
Yeah, which is coming coming on now.
I think they were telling us something. I really do. Wow.
Interesting.
Anyway, that was just food for thought, and that's all I got for now, Steve. But at some point in the future, I want to talk to you personally about a medical thing. I know you help me out.
Oh, I will do that. I always will. I'll do that.
Thank you, Steve.
Interesting.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a good one.
I have not seen Soylent Green in a long time. Ron, have you ever seen it?
I don't know if I have or not.
Oh, you've got to see it. Very interesting movie.
Do you know the year it was produced?
Geez, that's a good question. Michael, can you look that up? I'm going to say late 60s, early 70s, Mike. Soylent Green. 73? Soylent Green, yeah. 71? 73? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can probably find that on Netflix. It's a very interesting movie, no doubt about it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Brian in Washington. Welcome, Brian.
First of all, I'd like to say, Ron, you have much kudos and respect on RBN for your years of contributions. I would love to have you weigh in on this equation. So communism plus capitalism equals communitarianism. My dilemma is that we get half the equation, that being communism is now communitarianism, but Pepperdine University down in California, they have a bunch of conservatives that are getting together and pushing communitarianism. So you guys were just discussing the food shortage, and of course the Ukraine is in the news, the breadbasket of Russia. Let's discuss this a little bit. I would love to hear Ron's comments.
Sure.
Geez, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
You mentioned, Brian, you mentioned that in Pepperdine they were bringing some characteristics or elements of communitarianism. Give me some examples. What are they doing down there?
Well, I can't pull it up quite that quick. You could just type in Pepperdine University and communitarianism. It's going to come up. They've had several gatherings and webinars. They are discussing the importance of we're all in this together, and that's how we're going to fix this from a capitalist, conservative angle. So what I'm trying to say is blaming it on a communist takeover is inaccurate. The famines involved in both the Holodomor in the Ukraine and the Armenian genocide, the Irish so-called potato famine, which was really democide, death by government, all through policies. These people are here in America. So, yeah, if there was some interest in how are we going to break away from this? Well, if you think you're going to sign up for your carbon credits, you're heading in the wrong direction, buddy. This needs to be, you know, removed from your mind. There is no involvement with Big Brother. You need to realize you could put all the carbon you want in your vegetable garden by reducing the wildfire hazard, turning wood waste into biochar and put it in your garden. And are you going to sign up for the carbon credits so Bill Gates can travel the world in his yacht and his Learjet? No. I'm going to do it for me. I want autonomy, which is what Larkin, Texas, is saying. You know, this is the only way out of this. You need to remove yourself from this incredible matrix of our demise. So, you know, is that a decent explanation?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how to excommunicate yourself from the premises, though. What actions are you talking about here? How do you excommunicate yourself from this?
Well, actually, in our case, you know, we can make a cubic yard of charcoal in a day. We're removing unwanted biomass out of the, you know, area that we're living and reducing the wildfire hazard and putting it in the vegetable garden through a couple of processes of putting some nutrients in it. Then it goes in the vegetable garden. And I'm not after my carbon credits, the involvement with this whole, you know, clearly we are in the middle of a replacement for the petrodollar, and it's going to be some kind of carbon currency. Well, I don't want anything to do with it. So that's my brief explanation. But I would love to hear if Ron has even a few words of wisdom, if he's understanding what I'm communicating.
Well, you know, communitarianism is basically where you're the not even the individual anymore. You're depending on the society that surrounds you. Am I correct? See, I've always been for individualism. And that was the flaw that I saw in the New Deal, is that the New Deal destroyed capitalism, said it was an evil on society. And in the capitalism back before 1933, it was individualism, where people were able to make their own way through lives and risk their own. You know, for example, if you bought a restaurant, you put the money in it. No one could tell you how to run that restaurant. Today, you put your money into a restaurant, and the county tells you how to run that restaurant.
Exactly.
And what you can do and what you can't do.
Right.
See, there's communitarianism is when you agree with the community, and whatever the community goes for, I imagine you're basically prone to have to follow whatever that community is dictating.
Well, it's a form of communism. I mean, the root word is communism.
Right.
It's commune. commune.
Right.
Which means group agreement. That's okay. Exactly how I looked at it also. The same thing. It's removing individualism. It's doing with less and more input from a community's standpoint versus the individual themselves.
Right.
The rights of the kibbutz outweigh the rights of the individual.
Right.
I mean, if you lived in Washington State where I live, you could hear it out of Governor Inslee's mouth every broadcast. He's saying, you know, you need to get your vax for, you know, the protection of the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're on to it, Ron. This is not going to be your last broadcast, so I'm yeah. just encouraging you the importance of this subject, and maybe we could pick it up on a
Brian, next time you think about it, whenever you hear these people, these politicians speaking, also factor in whenever you hear sustainability, Agenda 2030, communitarianism, sustainability, doing with less, and somebody else making the decisions for you. That's what I factored in.
Nikki Rapana has a 300-page book, and towards the back is the Big Brother's Dictionary and Big Mother's Dictionary and resilience and all these words that have come into the narrative. They are all playing out perfectly. So, yeah, we're being programmed to believe that you don't have any thoughts in your own head. You need to follow the lexicon of what the experts say.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Good call. We can talk about that again another time. We haven't talked about that in a long time. Well, Lark was pretty much hitting that hard all the time when he was on the network there, communitarianism. But good call. Very good call, Brian. Appreciate your call. Ron, any parting words here?
Well, no. The only thing, like I said, the thing that's beneficial for the individual is individualism. It's always been benefited. Take care of yourself. After you fed yourself, then you can help your neighbor. But otherwise,
exactly.
You don't.
Exactly. I agree with that. Wholeheartedly. No doubt about it. Yeah. Interesting topics today. This just came in. I didn't get a chance to actually mention it, but I should mention it before we close up here. Just in, the Senate Judiciary Committee, a tie vote on yays and nays to confirm Kamanji Brown Jackson. Should have been a slam dunk for the Democrats. It wasn't. I wonder if it was because she couldn't answer the questions. What is a woman and when is life? Maybe. There's the music that completes your show tonight. Thank you, Ron McDonald, for coming on with me in the second
thank
hour.
Thank you, Steve.
Back again on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You'll be listening.